Inflation was way up last month, and that has got consumers feeling down in the dumps. That's the fallout from the U.S. war with Iran, which has triggered a spike in gas prices over the last 6 weeks. NPR's Scott Horsley has more on how Americans are feeling about all of this. Hi there.
Hi.
So, Scott, for any of us who have gone to the gas station lately, we've witnessed the rapid run-up in prices. How is that affecting the overall cost of living?
Well, it led to a big jump in inflation last month. Prices in March were up 3.3% from a year ago, which was the biggest annual jump in almost 2 years. From February to March alone, prices rose nearly 1%, and the lion's share of that increase was at the gas pump as a result of the war and the shutdown of tanker traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. Jet fuel prices are also up, so airline tickets are getting more expensive, so is furniture and clothing. But gasoline was the big driver, and it actually overwhelms some savings at the supermarket. You know, after years of complaining about high grocery prices, we actually saw a little decrease at the grocery store last month, but it didn't make much difference because of that wartime spike in gas prices.
Yeah, and it seems like this is a drag not just on people's pocketbooks, but also their mood.
Yeah, when gas prices jump like that, it throws a big wet blanket over the national attitude. The University of Michigan released a snapshot of consumer sentiment this morning, and Grace Wimmer, who's with the forecasting firm Oxford Economics, says the index tumbled by 11% last month.
This is the lowest reading on record in the survey's nearly 75-year history, so it's definitely a surprise how low it went.
And the gloom was widespread, cutting across age and income groups and across political party lines. But survey organizers did caution nearly all the responses were collected before this week's announcement of a ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. So if that holds, and if we start to see gas prices come down a little bit, there could be some rebound in sentiment. For the moment, though, gas prices are still pretty high.
As the price of gasoline has really soared, are people having to cut back elsewhere?
Yeah, that's the key question, because what really matters for the economy is not what people say on a survey about how they're feeling. What matters is whether they actually dig into their wallet and spend money. And the Bank of America Institute tracks anonymized credit and debit card spending by tens of millions of customers. What researchers there found last month was that even though people were having to pay more for gas, most were not cutting back on spending elsewhere. They continued to spend on restaurants and travel and everything else. The exception, though, says Liz Everett Christberg of the Institute, was people on the bottom third of the income ladder. Gas is usually a bigger part of their household budgets, and they are having to make trade-offs.
They're feeling the pain at the pump a bit more, and I think that's why we did see in March those lower-income households did pull back on their discretionary purchases, but we didn't see the same thing for middle and higher-income households.
One thing that's helping to cushion the blow of higher gas prices and prop up that spending is that a lot of people are getting tax refunds right now. Of course, those are one-time payments, so once the refund's gone, if gas prices are still high, people might have to make different choices.
One of the Federal Reserve's big jobs is to keep a lid on inflation. How's the central bank going to respond to this big jump in prices?
I don't think the Fed's going to make any sudden moves. You know, policymakers were already cautious about making any cuts to interest rates, and the high inflation is going to underscore that caution. At the same time, they're not likely to try to raise rates in response to an energy shock, which they hope will fade on its own over time. You know, the Fed was kind of in wait-and-see mode before the war started, and that's not likely to change.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.